Mechanical failure can strike anywhere. And if you're stuck in the bush, you can't always rely on technology to bail you out.
Do you copy?
No, nothing doing.
So we're stuck in the bush. Shall I stay, or shall I go and look for civilization? Wherever that may be. Rule one, you must stay with your vehicle.
Phil's a professional. He's brought water with him. But if you don't have water, it's essential you know what to do.
I've heard stories of people drinking from their radiators. These engine coolants contain chemicals that will stop metal corrosion. But if you drink that, they will corrode you. If I was in an enclosed 4x4 and it was night time, I would get into the vehicle, close the door, wind up the windows. And then hopefully by the morning, I would have enough condensation built up for me to drink. Unfortunately, I'm in an open vehicle. The midday sun is out. It's like a microwave oven in here, and I'm starting to dehydrate. But don't panic. You probably won't die out here without water for 2 days.
Your 4x4 may be going nowhere, but parts of it can still be very useful. Not very environmentally friendly, and you'd better make sure you don't set fire to your vehicle or the dry savanna scrub. But we're talking survival. A smoking tire can be seen miles away. The number one rule for travelers who are not familiar with the savanna is stay with your vehicle. But what if you're certain that no one will be coming to find you? If you don't want to die, you have to find something to drink. Phil is going to show us where to find water in this arid land. And to show you he can survive with almost nothing, he's leaving his GPS and rifle behind.
People have lived in this kind of area for thousands of years without these things. And today we're going to show you how to do the same.
Setting off alone in the savannah could be a death sentence for anyone without Phil's expertise as a tracker.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。